stop whining. Wine scam causes resentment on both sides of the Atlantic. Can you tell a good wine from a bad one? Even the experts find it hard at times, as a recent scandal in France's wine region of Languedoc-Roussillon will testify. The scandal has become known as the Pinot Noir scam. As part of the con, E&J Gallo, the leading U.S. winery, was tricked into buying 18 million bottles of Planck, which had been repackaged as Pinot Noir. In total, 12 people from the French wine industry were convicted of masterminding a lucrative plan. They were found to have made a 7 million euro profit through a fraud which lasted from January 2006 until March 2008. Overall, 13.5 million liters of fake wine were shipped to the U.S. to be drunk by unsuspecting U.S. consumers. The man behind the scam was the head of a reputable wine merchant. He acted as an intermediary between local producers and a conglomerate, which resold the wine to the American winery. The trading company that worked with Gallo on its popular brand of red bicyclette wines was ordered to pay 180,000 euros. They were the only defendants to plead not guilty in the affair. The other defendants included 8 cooperative wine cellars from the surrounding Aude and Hérault regions. Discovery of the scam came to light by chance. During an audit of the French wine merchant in March 2008, investigators noticed that the business was buying Pinot Noir from local cooperatives for 58 euros a hectoliter, despite a going rate of 97 euros. Their suspicions were also raised by the volume of Pinot Noir being produced in the region. Historically, Languedoc-Roussillon produces around 50,000 hectoliters a year. Suddenly, it was producing a lot more. Where were all the grapes coming from? The answer was simple. The bottles being labeled Pinot Noir were in fact wine made from the less expensive grapes such as Merlot or Shiraz. And these are in plentiful supply. Many honest French wine growers are furious. This has caused a loss of image and a reputation which cannot be quantified, said Christophe Escarguel, a lawyer for the Union of Pays d'Oc Wine Growers. The union emphasized the considerable damage done to the low-level wine growers who devote their lives to the vines. Another farmer added, "This disaster hurts the image of our country. It hurts the honest small wine producers. And most importantly, it hurts the client. It is a disgrace."